Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with two members of the Pella Boys tennis team. In fact, they were state champions a year ago, embarking on their senior seasons, Jack Briggs and Joshua Rosenboom. Jack, obviously, I know you've been excited and thinking about this season since last year. What's it mean to be back out in the court again and getting competition started?
Yeah, it's just great to be back here with my teammates and coaches. I know we have a new assistant coach, Jose, who's been great for us to get us ready for the season. We're just excited to show people what kind of team we have, and just to be out here and competing again is a good feeling.
Joshua, a mix of returners and then some new faces and guys who kind of have been promoted, so to speak. What's been the dynamic of this team so far, and what's it been like to be back with them?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to be back, like Jack said. It's definitely different not having Bo Bush and Cash Thompson last year. It's quite an adjustment. They were really good, strong 4 and 5s, and I do believe we can still have very strong 4 and 5s and 6 and below, but it'll definitely be different, but we'll train them good, and hopefully we can have them strong by the end of the season.
Well, and Jack, obviously some big tests that are coming up, but so far so good in terms of competition. You've seen Boone, DCG, Pella Christian, some of these squads. Even with a start that kind of was slow because of weather, what's it been like just competing against some of these teams so far, and what's it like to see the team start to gel a little bit?
Yeah, it's good to see some people that haven't been had some varsity experience to get in the lineup, just to show us what they got. And I believe we have a strong team this year, so just competing against some strong teams like Boone, beating them 9-2, it's just good feeling that we're back at where we were a year ago.
Well, Josh, obviously, you know, year to year you get to keep improving. What's it like being out there now as a senior leader and having a chance to once again showcase yourself?
Yeah, it's a cool thing. Last year, go out with a bang. I feel like I've improved a lot, especially since like the first day of practice. I feel like I'm serving really well, but that's just one aspect. But yeah, I think it's been going really well, and hopefully I'll just keep getting better, and then hopefully we can bring home the title this year.
Jack Briggs and Joshua Rosenboom, they're state champions from a year ago. We're talking about the ongoing season, though, in 2024. And, Jack, I know the goals haven't really changed, even though, again, there's been a lot of heartbreak at the end of some of these seasons. Xavier's obviously been a juggernaut. You guys have been gunning for them for a long time, and there's still a long road to get there. How are you guys working towards those goals, knowing, again, you want to be state champions, and what's it like trying to keep that push going, even though there has been some frustration there?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating coming short the last few years, but we just got to stay determined, focused on the goal of being back where we were, giving us a shot every year. So just being back there and competing with the best teams is our goal, obviously, to play as much tennis as we can. And I think we'll shock some people this year. We got a good, strong team coming, and we're excited to compete against the best.
Well, Josh, what do you think it's going to take to keep improving? Knowing, again, you're missing some guys from last year, but this program has been having sustained success. And what do you think it's going to take to be a quality team by that mid-May push into the end of the month?
Just hard work. I know the top three, we've put countless of hours off-season. Hard work never is a bad thing. Obviously, some coaching along the way with some technique obviously has helped, but I think mostly just hard work and determination, and mostly also just the belief of, you know, we're going to win, we're going to get to it. Even though we lost some players last year that were really good position for what they were, I think if we work really hard, we can do whatever we want.
Well, and I don't want to put you guys on the spot, but obviously last year in the singles bracket, we're able to win the doubles championship. You have any decisions made about that so far? What are some of the things you're working on to push for that bracket as well? Knowing, again, you got that team goal in mind, but obviously hope to have some success among the singles and doubles.
Yeah, I think we're just working on improving as players. We'll see how we gel, if we're going singles, doubles, and what kind of combinations we got in there. But yeah, for now, we're just working on becoming the best team that we can be.
What a professional answer there. No tipping of the hat there. Josh, obviously similar question, right? You're just kind of working and see what works best and see what chemistry's like and see where it ends up there in mid-May.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of dependent on Jack. If he goes doubles, I'll go doubles with him. I've been a lifelong friend of his, so I'll just, whatever he does, I'll respect his decision. Whatever he does is fine with me, and I'll just adapt to it and be the best I can be.
Well, another good professional answer, right? The friendship here is obviously great. And then last couple of questions, and more immediate term, big one coming up Friday with North Polk, the Moon Brothers. I know that's been a great rivalry over the years. How excited are you to make that game up and have a chance to compete against some of the best in the state here approaching the middle of the season?
Yeah, we're really excited. We're going to be at our best tennis at that point and excited to just prove some people wrong. Just show kind of what team we got and what kind of players we are this year.
Yeah, I mean, about the same thing. They're a really good team. They got two, the Moon Brothers obviously coming back again for another season. I think exactly what Jack says. I think we'll surprise some people, especially maybe in the lower end. Like I said before, we just got to work hard, and we're looking forward to it.
Your 2023 doubles champions, Jack Briggs and Joshua Rosenboom, leading the team this year in 2024. Hopefully another great push. Guys, great to have you back on, and hopefully some more conversations between now and that great day on that last day of the season.
Yeah, vamos. Thanks.